This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have exciting guests with us. He is Brett Paginas. He is the on the board of directors of Players Network. There's been a lot of talk about that company, especially in the space they're in. Well, they trade on the OTCQB. That's an upgrade. And their ticker symbol is PNTV. Brett, welcome to the show. And give us a little bit about statement about what you know Players Network's all about.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Players Network, we're a diversified holding corporation. We operate in media and marijuana. Our two holdings are Greenleaf Farms Holdings. Greenleaf Farms has a cultivation and a production license granted by the state of Nevada. Now, the cultivation license, that allows us to grow marijuana, and the production license allows us to turn that into extracts, which turns into edibles and oils and cartridges and stuff of that nature. Our other asset is WeedTV.com. Now, WeedTV is a destination for people in the marijuana lifestyle. So think, you know, ESPN is to sports as WeedTV is to the marijuana lifestyle.
You know, that's one of the hardest things for that space that you guys are in. Two battles that I find the space that you're in that you guys have to overcome is the banking issue and advertising.
Sure. Now, Nevada's pretty good with the advertising. You can take out billboards. You can take out newspapers. So Nevada's very good in that regard. But the banking, I mean, yeah, we have a red X. We have a target on our back. I mean, it's kind of scary because we deal in cash. And especially for, everyone, dispensaries, cultivation, production, you know, we're getting cash. And the problem with that, besides having cash on hand and not, you know, and having to worry about your employees and everybody else that comes through the facility, we also have to submit our plans, which tells, the bad guys where our vaults are, and it's public information. So that's a hurdle we hope to overcome this legislative session, which we're in right now up in Carson City. And we're hoping to have some sort of marijuana co-op or a credit union that allows us to deposit cash.
You know, before we get going forward here and talking about your upgrade from the pink sheets to the OTCQB, I want to ask you a couple of questions because I want to understand your model. And you know, I had a couple of emails sent in this week when I told them that you were going to be on the show. And they're trying to understand model too. So you guys think you're going to make a lot of the money off of the advertising, but you guys have license and you guys are building a facility or you built a facility. Give us a fast rundown of where you guys are at in the growth and from seed to growth to distribution.
Okay, sure. So the first thing let's talk about is, remember, we have two different assets. So
absolutely.
Greenleaf Farms, yeah, so that's the cultivation and production facility. So we acquired about a year ago a $3 million building up in North Las Vegas. It sits on 2.3 acres. It's 26,000 square feet. We just finished phase one of our construction build out. So we have about 8,000 square feet that's ready to go. We're just waiting on our certificate of occupancy from the city of North Las Vegas, which should be literally any day. It could be today, it could be a week from now. So once we get the CFO, then we can move our plants in and we can start growing. And then once we start growing, we'll probably realize revenues inside about 12 weeks after we move in there. So we're ready to go. We're pretty excited.
Yeah, you're going to grow the plants, and then what are you going to do with the plants? So how are you going to make money off of it? How are you going to monetize that?
So with the two models that we have two licenses. So the first one's cultivation, which allows us to grow.
Okay.
And the second one is production. So let's talk about the grow one. So that produces flower. The flower that you smoke, that's what we're going to be growing and selling to dispensaries. Now, some flower we're going to grow with the intent to do the extraction process, and we extract that into oils, and the oils are then used for cartridges like the vape pens that you see.
Absolutely.
And it's also used for edibles. And you know, we'll have a 1,400 square foot kitchen, and we'll be doing production. So we're in negotiations with a lot of very famous edible companies, as well as some celebrity chefs, and we're going to put our own line out there as well. So we make money on the cartridge and the oils and the edibles by selling that again to dispensaries.
Now, I heard through the locker room that you guys were applying for a license to have your own dispensary. Is there any truth to that?
There is. So, you know, as a libertarian, I can't stand what I'm about to tell you, but as a capitalist, I love it. In Nevada, we have medical marijuana establishment license, and there's four different types. There's labs, which does testing, cultivation, which we just discussed, which does, you know, the growing, production, which we also discussed, which is the extraction process, and then dispensaries. Now, it's very exciting here in Nevada because we had question two pass this last election cycle. So question two, of course, is recreational use of marijuana. So as of now, you can legally have up to an ounce of marijuana on your person in the state of Nevada. The downside is you can't buy it anywhere. So it's kind of like a catch-22. You can have it, but you can't buy it anywhere. So what we're working on in the legislative session right now is to fast-track that and allow for medical marijuana dispensaries to start doing recreational use as of July 1st, 2017. I think we have a good chance of getting that pushed through. You know, so we're pretty excited about that. So now when question two passed, that's going to allow for another 122 licenses. But here's the catch that I was telling you I don't like as a libertarian. It's only the only people who can apply for these additional 122 licenses are current MME license holders, medical marijuana establishment holders. So we're in a pool of about 60 other groups, and I think about 40 of them will actually go for dispensaries. And if you do it on an even trail, we should end up with three dispensaries. Our goal is to apply for five. We have three fantastic locations picked out right now. And once they open up that application process, we're going to we're certainly going to apply, and we hope to get awarded some dispensaries. Then we have the trifecta. We have dispensary, production, and cultivation, and that, of course, that brings our costs way down, and we'll be able to undercut our competition here in the state.
Absolutely. My guest today is Brett Pajangas. He is on the board of directors of Players Network. They trade on the OTCQB. That's an uplisting from the pink sheets with the ticker symbol PNTV. Now, let's talk about the uplisting. Why did you guys do it? What is it going to do for you guys? And is that already activated?
Sure. So just so your listeners know, we've actually been a publicly traded company, fully reporting for 23 years. So a few years ago, when the OTC markets decided to restructure how they ran their exchanges, we elected not to to pay the filing fee and apply for the OTCQB. And so we actually got delisted down to pink sheets. And again, that whole time, we were fully reporting the entire time. So with everything that's going on with our performing assets right now, and we're moving from a developmental stage company and both holdings to an operational, we just thought it would be a good time now to do the uplisting. And let's be honest. I mean, when you're a pink sheet corporation, it's kind of like the wild, wild west, even when you're fully reporting. There's a lot of investors and there's a lot of indices that won't even accept anything less than an OTCQB for consideration. So, there's the marijuana stock index and there's the cannabis stock index. We hope to apply to them in the next week or so. And one of the criteria for the marijuana stock index is that you have to be an OTCQB or higher. So I think at the end of the day, as far as our overall strategy, it's going to broaden our base and provide additional access in the capital markets. So that's why we did that.
You guys are taking on a lot. I mean, it's very inspiring of all the three markets that you got going. Financial, how are we going to, do we have the money to do this? Are we going to have to do a PIPE or A-plus reg, reg A-plus? How are we financially going forward?
Okay, so again, we need to look at each company as a standalone. Players Network, I was successful in raising, $7.6 million. We have some milestones that we need to achieve to get the remaining balance of that. We're sitting in a fairly decent cash position. We have enough money right now to execute both WeTV.com to market and Greenleaf Farms. So right now, we're for the first time in a long time, we're not on a shoestring budget, and it's great. So we have the financial ability and wherewithal to get those two entities completely launched. We are going to go for additional fundraising. And as you know, you always raise money when you don't need it. And we're hoping to raise it at a higher valuation. The last money we raised, we actually raised 600% above the current market price. I'll say that again. We raised it 600% above the current market price because people believe in our model. And the uniqueness of our model with our two assets are we're going to utilize WeTV to help basically be the digital arm and the marketing arm for our products with Greenleaf Farms. So it creates a very, very unique opportunity. No one else is really doing anything close to this. Now, but with Weed TV, you know, again, these are all forward-looking statements. Don't hold me to it. But we're toying with the idea now of doing a Reggae Plus offering, you know, for Weed TV and going out and trying to raise, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of about $35 million. That would get our first, you know, initial phase of the launch really well off to a good start. And then I think we, you know, to do a serious network, I mean, like a real serious network, you need big money.
Absolutely.
We're going to need about $120 to $140 million to correctly market and just dominate with Weed TV. And I think that if we do a Reggae Plus offering with a $35 million valuation, who knows? You know, we might spend a couple million dollars and acquire a NASDAQ national market company and get trading on the NASDAQ. So we're really weighing out our options right now. We're going to see what we're going to do. But, you know, it's certainly a great time now to get into Players Network. Our stock is at, you know, 3 cents there about. You know, we haven't been above 3 cents for over 2 years. And I think this is also important, too. You know, our CEO hates it when I say this, but, you know, we took a huge gamble about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we didn't really have, you know, the finances to do it, but we bet the farm and we said, you know what, we're going to go for marijuana license. And it cost us a lot of money, and we had to enter into a lot of deals that were toxic deals. And we did it because we felt that if we did get awarded the marijuana license, we'd have the golden goose. And I'll tell you what, it's paid off. You know, as we're sitting right now, we paid off we took in $1.3 million in toxic debt. We paid back 1.1, and unfortunately, about 200,000 converted, and that, you know, was a dilutive event, and more shares entered out into the marketplace. But we satisfied all. We have no toxic debt right now, and we're finally in a really good spot. So yeah, the future looks great.
Balance sheet's strong, and that's good. The company that we're highlighting today is Players Network. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PNTV. Brett, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just launched a very, very strong shareholder communication strategy. Now, part of what I didn't mention when we talked about the upgrading from Pink Sheets to the OTCQB is transparency is something that's very important to Mark Bradley and myself. Mark's our CEO. We believe in transparency. So what we've done is we've built an entire full suite of tools for our investors and potential investors on our website. It's playersnetwork.com, and the subdomain for the investor relations is ir.playersnetwork.com. There's just a myriad of tools available, everything that you could possibly ever want to know about the company, presentations, obviously SEC filings, financial data. You know, we're encouraging people to go to the website and sign up, because when they sign up, we ensure that they're going to get, you know, the press releases in a timely fashion. They're going to have first crack at any webinars that we do, or we host, you know, Mark and I are doing something that's really kind of outside the box. We're doing monthly video meetings where we're inviting, you know, the first 100 people to come in and participate and ask questions while we provide an update. We're also doing, you know, kind of like an earnings call situation, same thing. The first 100 people that sign up will be able to participate on the earnings calls and ask Mark and I questions that are pertinent to the business. And the other thing that we're doing that's very, very unique is we just finished it. We just finished the template for it. We put a gorgeous graphics package together. But Mark and I are going to do weekly shareholder update videos. So what that means is every week we're going to be shooting a video and sending it out to our shareholders. And in some cases, we might be up at the facility at Greenleaf Farms. In some cases, we might be in our production studios at Weed TV. But the idea is to kind of humanize the company. And we're going to be bringing on key personnel, key employees within both organizations. And it's just going to be a really, really great opportunity for people to learn about our business model and hopefully get involved.
Brett, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but success. And hopefully we'll check back with you guys in about 45 days. Again, Players Network is the company that we're highlighting today. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PNTV. Thanks, Brett.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
The The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.